Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
It's delayed. It's 15 seconds.
All right. Hello, everyone on Instagram and Facebook. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep. And I am Ethan McNeil.
And we are here with another fun-filled live.
Yes. We're here to answer your questions and talk about news stories and really just help you get through your week. We are here for your Tuesday pep talk.
That's what we're here for. Yep. Definitely.
Okay.
And we have questions, we have quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fun stuff.
So if you're live with us, comment with any question on your mind and we will answer it, especially if it's real estate related.
There you go. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Okay. What's your Prime Day? What's that?
Prime Day. Today and tomorrow is Amazon Prime's big sale.
So what do you get? What kind of sale is it?
It's all kinds of different things. It's kind of like a Black Friday, but it's Amazon only for
really?
2 days. Yep. You go on there and they have all kinds of like specials that only last so long and all that kind of thing. But so you have to be a Prime member.
So I probably need something. I got to go in there
yes.
and get what I need to buy so I can get a deal.
Yeah, you got to stay away from there if you're a spender because you might just add a bunch of stuff to your cart that you don't need to.
Just because it's cheap.
Yeah. Well, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Speaking of Black Friday, I've heard, and I should have looked this up, but I've heard they're not doing Black Friday this. A lot of the major retailers are not doing. Well, they're still doing Black Friday, but they're not doing it where it starts on Thursday. They're waiting until
Friday.
Yeah.
That is an interesting concept.
Yeah. I've always thought it was kind of sad that we're like, can't even finish our Thanksgiving celebrations because we're hurrying out the door to go get some deal.
Race
that's what's wrong
lives.
With our nation.
I'm kidding. All right. Well, I saw in the news that we had another head coach and manager fired this weekend. The Atlanta Falcons coach and manager was fired this weekend. You said it was a Texans last weekend.
Uh-huh. I just forgot to put a description.
These poor sports organizations are struggling.
Uh-huh.
People aren't watching. Coaches are getting fired.
General
managers are getting fired. It's a rough year. 2020 is hard on sports.
Yeah.
They quit being political and kneeling for the flag. Maybe they'll get their people back next year, you think?
I don't think that would stop COVID.
What do you think about the coaches being fired?
I don't think that would help it either.
Okay.
I think that you're just in a volatile position when you're a manager or coach of a sports team.
Because
people love you one season and hate you the next. It's just how it goes.
True. But they get paid well enough, it's okay.
Yeah. If they want a steady job, they need to get into real estate. Because, I mean...
I thought you said a steady job.
You know how steady real estate is.
All right.
Oh, I had one more. Yeah. The Colts lost. Second game. They've lost this year to the Browns. So,
and your quarterback threw two interceptions.
My quarterback.
Oh, I was the one that said I thought he'd do good.
Maybe
Ethan's going to prove me wrong on this one because that's another game they lost and he threw two interceptions. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. I've said from the beginning they should not have gotten Phillip Rivers. They would have been better off to draft a brand new quarterback, I think, although I don't know who was in the lineup this year for the draft.
Who should they have gotten? If they was going to pick a quarterback that was already out there,
Tom Brady. He was obviously for grabs and they didn't know it.
You're going to gain a lot of New England supporters talking like that.
We traded Peyton Manning to the Denver Broncos. That was our fault. And you know what? If the Patriots wanted to get rid of Tom Brady. That's their fault, and we could have picked up on that.
It's true. I did say that, and I don't like the Patriots, but I would have took Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that I like Tom Brady either, but he's not like the Patriots, you know?
Right. He's not the Patriots.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our questions.
Yes.
Oh, and answer questions that we have for today. And as Ethan said, if you have questions that you think of while you're watching, post them, or you can send them to us and we will answer them next week.
Yes.
So who's going to start with the first one?
Oh. I can.
Okay.
Let me pull it up because I got our questions here. There we
Look
go.
Look at that. You got them ready.
Whoops. I didn't do a check on how. There we go. Well, now you can't hardly read them. But all right. First question. How much money do I need to buy a house? You need money to buy a house? I didn't know that. It all depends on how much of a down payment you're going to need. So talk to your mortgage lender, broker. They will tell you how much money you need to buy a house. USDA loans sometimes have 0% down, but you still need probably, we always recommend having like at least, you know, close to 1,000 or more in your savings to help cover appraisal fees and inspection fees, but that's like the lowest that you're gonna need, the least amount of money you're gonna need to buy a house, and then they go up from there. And the more money you have to put towards the house, not just the minimum down payment requirements, but the more money you have to put towards the house, the better loan rates you can usually get. So that's something to keep in mind as well. So if you can put more than what the bank is requiring as a minimum, you might get a lower interest rate, or they might be able to, you know, cut you a deal under the table. No, just kidding. They don't do that. At least they shouldn't do that. So, yep. You always need money to close, even on the 0% down, though. That's just something we always want people to remember.
So you're saying if you have all cash, come to us and we can make it
yes.
simple and quick and easy.
Sellers like when somebody comes and says they have cash.
That's
yeah,
right.
You can get a deal on a house that way.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Okay, next question. If I am approved for a loan and decide to buy land instead of a house, will that work with my pre-approval letter? It's a good question. Depends on what type of pre-approval letter you have. A lot of times, if you just got pre-qualified to buy a home, and like Ethan said, you're at 0% down or 3.5% or 5% or whatever it is to buy a home, and then you say, you know what, we've been looking and we can't find what we want, so we're just going to buy land and eventually build. A lot of times, the loan that you have pre-qualified for is not the type of loan you would use in that situation. So definitely talk to your lender if you're thinking about switching and going to just land instead of property that already has a house on it, because it may be that you have to switch what you're pre-approved for.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just may mean you got to reapply for a different type of loan. So keep that in mind. And keep in close communication with your lender, because all of them are different.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of loans out there you can apply
yes.
for.
There are some mortgage companies that won't do land loans. They'll only do house loans. So, and then there's other ones that specialize in land loans only or mostly. So yeah, talk to your mortgage lender before you do that.
Yep.
Next question.
You're looking up there. You
yeah.
see if you can read
How
it.
Long does it take to close on my property if my offer is accepted? Well, I'm just going to give you a generic answer there, but it varies depending on the type of transaction you have, the type of financing you have. Cash is always quicker than getting a loan, but usually you're looking at, well, I'll say for mortgages, normally you're looking at anywhere from 30 to 45 days, probably closer to the 30 days right now. But it just depends on how quickly the banks are moving. But if you got cash, sometimes you can close in a week or two. So it just depends on your financing, really. But the Most of the time, if you have a mortgage, it's roughly around the 30-day mark before you close on your house.
Yep. Okay, next question. What do I do if they find issues during the inspection that makes me nervous about proceeding in the deal? It's a good question. We've had people worried about that because maybe they've had friends or family that have gotten into situations where inspections have revealed issues and they don't want to be stuck with a place. As long as your realtor writes the offer correctly, you should be able to walk away from the deal and not lose anything if inspections reveal issues. Now, there are situations where, depending on how you had the offer written up in the first place, you may lose your earnest money or you may be at risk in one way or another. But as long as you're working with a realtor who's looking out for your best interest and they wrote the offer the way they should have, then you shouldn't lose anything if you decide not to proceed because of issues you found during the inspection.
Yes. One thing too with that is a lot of times you do have to give the seller, if you're wanting your earnest money out, a lot of times the way the contracts are written is you do have to give the seller a chance to repair all of the issues that you're concerned about. So that is something you want to keep in mind that, which, I mean, if you have a long list, most sellers probably aren't going to be able to tackle all of them. So there's, but you do normally have to give the seller a chance to fix any issues that you are concerned about.
Yes. And if they fix them, you shouldn't be worried about them.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be taken care of. So there are a lot of little things like that that you will need to discuss with your realtor in the process.
Yeah. Question number 5. Should I buy a house when I do not want to do any maintenance work or upkeep on a property?
Oh, there you go.
No, you should not.
I thought everybody should buy a house.
Yeah. No, that is, sometimes rent can be more expensive than your mortgage payment would be on a house that size, but there's a reason. It's because the landlord is always figuring in how much it's going to cost to keep that property maintained and repaired. And if you don't have a budget or a drive to keep your house updated and maintained, then you should not be a homeowner. You always need to remember that just because you can afford a mortgage payment does not mean that that's the only costs of home ownership. You have maintenance that has to be done. It requires some either hiring a professional or doing it yourself. So if you aren't up to that, then you should be a renter and not a homeowner. Because in the long run, if you let a house go without being maintained, you're probably going to lose more money than if you had just been a renter.
Yep, that's right. I've heard before that everybody should own a house, and I agree with Ethan. If those are things that you do not want to do, if you don't want to do upkeep or maintenance or those type of things, then I would say you should not own a piece of property. Just everyone's different. Just keep in mind that just because someone says, oh, you need to buy, doesn't mean that you personally need to buy.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of options out there these days. So,
hang on. I have one more thing on that. On renting. There, a lot of times, if you get a loan and you are only planning on being in a location for a couple of years, your loan, you might think that you're paying towards, you know, owning that home, but the first 2 years you are basically not paying hardly anything on the principal. So the bank owns that property, and for 2 years your payments are almost all interest, almost. So you got to figure that into when you're trying to decide whether you should rent or own a home. You need to realize that only owning a home for a couple of years is not normally a wise investment unless you have the market go way up.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Why does it matter what real estate agent I use? Wow, this is a tough one. Why does it matter what real estate agent I use? I just call the name on the sign when I see a property I'm interested in. Okay, that is a question that people have of not having someone they know, so they just call whoever's name is on the sign. The first issue with that is if you just call a name on the sign when you see a property for sale, that realtor is representing the people who are selling that property. So that means that you're their second interest, but the sellers are their first interest. Now, is that a major problem? Not necessarily, but it could be. So if this is a realtor who is good to work with, who is looking out for both parties, then it's fine. If it's a realtor who does not care about you as the buyer and only is concerned about their sellers, then you could get yourself in a bad situation because you're being represented by someone who is not concerned about your point of view or the aspect of the buyer versus the seller. So normally what I would recommend, and you can chime in on this in a minute, what I'd recommend is the only way I would just call someone on a sign that has the property listed is if you know that realtor and you know that you can trust them and they will look out for you just like they're looking out for the sellers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would find my own agent that is representing you, that cares about your point of view and what you're getting out of the deal. What do you think with that?
Yep, I agree with that. You always want to have somebody who's on your side in the transaction. And the only way to really do that is to make sure you pick a real estate agent that is the one you're working with consistently. If you don't work with them consistently, if you're in and out and using other realtors, that original realtor is not going to be as loyal to you and as concerned about your cause. Usually. So you want to find somebody who will stick with you and you will stick with them, and you can get usually somebody who's on your side in that way.
Yep, definitely. Okay, that's the end of our list of questions for today.
Yes.
So we are moving on. Do we have anything else before we get to our ending quotes today?
No, I don't think so. I think we just have our ending quotes for you.
Wow, all
right. Hope we get through till next week.
There you go. Won't you do yours first?
All right. Mine is about customer service by Scott Cook. He said, instead of focusing on the competition, focus on the customer. And I think that's great advice for anybody in business.
There you go. That's good. I've never heard of Scott Cook. Who is that?
Did he found Cook? No, just kidding. I don't know.
Okay, my ending quote of the day. 10 years from now, make sure you can say that you chose your life, you didn't settle for it, by Mandy Hale.
How many years from now?
10.
10, okay.
So you got some time.
Yes.
Yeah.
2030.
There you go. That's right. 2030 is going to be a good year.
Yep.
Right?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we will be back next week for your fun and enjoyment.
Yeah. So you can comment on this video or send us Facebook messages or Instagram messages, and we will use those questions as our questions for next week. So be sure to do that, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.